This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome to show number 16 of Mondo Bizarro, a show that celebrates the wondrously stupid events of our weird wide world. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your pilot as we fly into the wild blue yonder. All reports are guaranteed to be 100% factual and true. So please fold up your tray in the upright position and fasten your seatbelts as we prepare for takeoff to our destination located in Mondo Bizarro. Real Bizarro News. Health authorities in Madrid have acted to close a pro-anorexia website, accusing it of endangering the lives of teenage girls. 4 months after the city led the world in the size zero debate by banning ultra-thin models from its catwalks, health officials are turning the spotlight now on the growing number of websites that glorify starvation diets nicknamed pro-ana sites. Their first strike is against the Great Anna Competition, a website that awards a diploma to the girls who eats the fewest calories in a two-week period. They have filed suit against the competition, which uses a scoring system that doctors said would cause malnutrition in normal women. The site awards a single point for eating fewer than 850 calories a day, progressively increasing the points for those who eat even less. Competitors who manage to consume fewer than 150 calories in a day are given 9 points. A 24-hour fast will earn them the maximum of 10 points. Officials have condemned the website as a serious health risk for young people and warned that girls with anorexia or bulimia could die if they followed the advice. Last week, the Eating Disorders Association said there were more than 500 pro-anorexia internet sites with names such as Salvation Through Starvation and slogans such as Hunger Hurts, But Starvation Works. Steve Bloomfield of the association said, "About 1 in 5 people who don't get appropriate treatment die prematurely." So these websites are literally killing people. Many British websites also exchange tips on how teenagers can starve themselves, including take up smoking, and if your stomach rumbles, hit it. They idolize thinspirational celebrities such as Victoria Beckham and often refer to My Friend Anna instead of anorexia to avoid discovery by their parents. Recently, two models suffering from anorexia died in Brazil and Uruguay. In both cases, the fashion industry was criticized. After Madrid banned models with a body mass index of less than 18, other fashion capitals came under pressure to follow suit. A car thief with just one arm has been jailed for the 17th time in Bulgaria after he was spotted trying to force open a car door. Police said in the Bulgarian capital Sofia, the one-armed bandit Ruman Dimitrov, age 50, is just not suited for crime, but he can't seem to give it up. Dimitrov has 16 previous convictions for theft dating back to 1973, and after his last attempt to steal a Mercedes, he was jailed once again. A police spokesman said, "We knew it was him the moment we got the descriptions from people who said they had seen a one-armed man trying to get into a car. He's probably Bulgaria's worst criminal." A man was caught after he tried to make his way through Hong Kong airport with a crocodile, 6 snakes, 11 flying squirrels, and 46 turtles and tortoises in his luggage. According to the Agricultural Fisheries Conservation Department in Hong Kong, they said the unidentified man was planning to take animals from Thailand to China. The animals that were found weren't harmed and were rescued from his luggage. The man has been fined, reports the authorities. A man who was caught on closed-circuit television carrying a urinal out of a Hampshire pub has handed himself in. The 42-year-old man, who has not been named, confessed to police in Salisbury, reports the BBC. The man told police he had taken it from the Royal Oak pub in the Southampton as a souvenir. The pub owner, Alan Dredja, said he was just delighted to have the urinal back and may put it back on display in the pub. According to the BBC, he said, "The publicity which surrounded the theft seems to have flushed him out. A calf with two faces has been born in America. The calf has 3 sets of teeth, 2 lower jaws and 2 tongues, but only 1 mouth, 2 noses with separate airways and a single eye socket, which has 2 eyes in it." The farmer Rick Hildreth of Rural Retreat in Virginia said, "It's as healthy as one can be." Mr. Heldreth also said that when he was delivering the calf, he thought it was twins, reports the Metro newspaper. He added, I came and examined the animal and thought she was having twins at the same time and said, wow, boy was I ever surprised. A woman had a lucky escape when her bra saved her from a bullet. Debbie Bingham was visiting her family in St. Petersburg, Florida, when her bra came to her rescue. The .45 caliber bullet, which had been fired into the air by an unknown stranger, fell back to earth and struck her in her left shoulder. Fortunately, the left strap on her bra took the brunt of the damage, and Debbie was left uninjured.
Bizarro Holidays.
And here are your monthly observances for January. They continue with International Wealth Mentality Month, Jump Out of Bed Month, Learn Spanish Month, National Be on Purpose Month. Your weekly observances are National Thank Your Customers Week, National No Tillage Week, Cuckoo Dancing Week, National Skating Week, International Printing Week, National Fresh Squeezed Juice Week. Your daily calendar events are, on the 11th, it's Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day. On the 12th, it's Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day and National Pharmacist Day. On the 13th, it's Penguin Awareness Day, Blame Someone Else Day, Make Your Dreams Come True Day. On the 14th, it's Ratification Day and Dress Up Your Pet Day. On the 15th, it's Champion of the Month Day, Humanitarian Day, Martin Luther King's Birthday, and National Hat Day. On the 16th, it's Appreciate a Dragon Day, National Nothing Day, and Religious Freedom Day. On the 17th, it's Customer Service Day, Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day, and Judgment Day.
Bizarro Fact.
Napoleon constructed his battle plans in a sandbox. Strength is the longest word in the English language with just one vowel. Polar bears are all left-handed. You cannot kill yourself by holding your breath. Stewardesses is the longest word that is typed with only the left hand. In Miami, it is forbidden to imitate any animal. When a giraffe's baby is born, it falls from a height of 6 feet, normally without ever being hurt. Americans, on the average, eat 18 acres of pizza every day. Every time you lick a stamp, you're consuming 1/10 of a calorie. The author, Virginia Woolf, wrote all her books standing up. The ant can lift 50 times its own weight, can pull 30 times its own weight, and always falls over on its right side when intoxicated. Skepticisms is the longest word that alternates your hands when you're typing. The pitches that Babe Ruth hit for his last ever home run and that Joe DiMaggio hit for his first ever home run were both thrown by the same man. Did you know that you are more likely to be killed by a champagne cork than by a poisonous spider? It is against the law to mispronounce the name of the state of Arkansas while in the state of Arkansas. To testify was based on men in the Roman court swearing to a statement made by swearing on their testicles. Speaking of testicles, both Hitler and Napoleon were born with one testicle. And during enrollment for World War II, there were 9 documented cases of men with 3 testicles. There are more than 10 million bricks in the Empire State Building. The catfish has over 27,000 taste buds. That makes the catfish ranked number 1 for animals having the most taste buds. Taphophobia is the fear of being buried alive. Stalin was only 5 feet 4 inches tall. His left foot had webbed toes, and his left arm was noticeably shorter than his right arm. Swans and ducks are the only birds with penises. In fact, the longest bird penis on record belongs to a duck. Right-handed people live on average 9 years longer than left-handed people do. A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out. Well, friends, that's going to end it for show number 16 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you enjoyed yourself and will come back next week to visit us. Don't forget to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.